Justin Fluke with you, joined now by Coach Derek Jasper. The Troy girls are 7-10 on the season, a record of 5-4 in the Twin Valley League, and two TVL wins here in the last week since we spoke. Troy won at home last Friday night against Lynn, 55-50, and then last night at Wetmore, 51-33. So when you're scoring in the 50s, Coach, things are going pretty well. You get both these wins and scoring 50 in both games, but I know that Lynn game was a challenge and a dogfight, and it must have been a really great game last Friday.
It was a great game, a great win for us at home. It was our clean court, so we came out and played with the energy we needed to play with. And Lynn had come on the ball game winning streak, so a pretty hot team that we were able to knock off. Like I said, scoring in the 50s is pretty fun, and we're not used to that. But a big game for a couple of our seniors. Abby Parks had 13 points and 6 rebounds, and Reagan Hill had 17 points and 7 assists in that game. So pretty big night for us, really, and I think the girls were pretty excited to get that one there at home.
And then you go and beat Wetmore 51-33. I know Peyton Ingeman had a huge night, but that one was a little bit more comfortable of a win. Your team played well, and especially probably had to feel good about the defense last night.
Yeah, nice road win for us. Our first league road win of the year. So, you know, Wetmore has a couple great players. The Strathman girl, we did a good job on her. Claire Winder's done a great job defensively. We lost a couple games. Guards, good players from other teams. And Avery Euler had a big. Like 10.7 rebounds, and 7 of those in the fourth quarter. And, you know, we just hanging around with a 10 or 12 point lead, and she kind of extended it out. Allie Franken scored 8 points in the fourth quarter, our freshman. So that kind of ended the game and gave us a comfortable margin. But yeah, Peyton had 23, so big night there. And defensively, we did do some good things. They only had 12 points after halftime. We fouled a little bit too much in the first half, and we made a bunch of free throws. So kind of shored that up at halftime, and came out with a lot better second half. So, a couple of nice wins for us. Like I think you mentioned, gets us to 5-4 in the league. So a winning record is quite an accomplishment for us, and hopefully will give us some confidence going forward.
No doubt. Yeah, just 4 games left here in the regular season, and you do have some tough ones. But I feel like it's a good time to be playing some good competition with the way your girls have played. And as you mentioned, hopefully playing with a little confidence. Frankfurt, another home opportunity on Friday night with a lot to be decided for your league and sub-state seeding still.
Yeah, we played well at home, but Frankfurt's a very tough opponent. They beat us by 20 in the league tournament, and they just need to score the ball easily. They can score inside, and of course, they can get very hot for 3. So our defense is going to have to really step up a little bit Friday night for sure, and maybe we'll try to mix some things up defensively. We played some man and a little bit of zone against them last time, but last game we got off to a bad start against them, and their defense was outstanding. So a big game for us at home, for sure. I hope we can make it a lot more competitive than it was when we played them in the TVL tournament. But hopefully, you know, our seniors are kind of seeing the end of the road, and it seems like they're starting to play with a little more urgency. And I think they realize it's going to be over before you know it. So hopefully they'll bring the energy we need on Friday night at home and to be able to compete with Frankfurt.
Next Tuesday on the road at Axtell, before we talk again. Best of luck in these next couple ball games, Coach. Keep it rolling. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Justin.
Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy girls. We'll talk Trojan boys hoops in just a minute.